Hey, girlfriend, welcome to the Wind Up Women podcast. My name is Shannon, and I am an online health mentor and a full-time corporate babe who loves all things wine and shaking up that noise that is inside your head. Say what? Each week, I will be sharing a dose of inspiration to help you make massive changes in your mindset, motivation, and overall happiness so you can stop bottling up your potential and pour out those excuses. You in? If so, grab your wine and I'll see you on the inside. What is up, my babe? Happy freaking Wednesday, or if you're listening to this on a random day, totally cool. I'm just happy to have you here with me and my dog Molly. She's right next to me. I don't know about you, but like, she was just on the couch. She was sleeping. She was dreaming. She was having herself a great time over there. And then right when I start talking, she's like, oh, I'm missing out on something. I got to come join mom in the podcast. So now she is laying right underneath my feet, all cuddled up. But happy Wednesday, babe. I hope you're having a beautiful day so far. And I wanted to come in here and talk all about fear and how we can have like fear being a disguise of playing it safe, right? And I don't know about you, but I've done a lot of things in my life where I've been so freaking scared about. And it's like, okay, everyone on earth has fear. You have at one time or another. Don't lie to me, girlfriend. I know you have. I know it. And fear should not be something that holds us back from things that we want in life. And honestly, maybe fear, like if you look back and be like, okay, I was so afraid of this one thing and I never actually did it because I was scared. And that's what fear can do to a lot of us, is, you know, making us miss out on an opportunity or a relationship or a career or, you know, a friendship, something. Like, looking back over your life and think about the things that you could have done, but you didn't, because you let that mean girl, that little girl on your shoulder being like, you can't do this, or I'm too afraid, you can't do that, like blah, blah, blah. It's if, what if you fail, all of these things on your shoulder yelling at you, and you're like, okay, no, I'm just going to play it safe. And the opportunities you could have taken advantage of, the people you could have connected with, right? And the experiences you could have had if you just acted on that fear. If you're like, okay, fear is my homeboy, that's a great book if you ever, and I'm going to go hang out with fear today because that's where I grow. And, you know, sometimes people say, like, I hear this all the time. I never really understood it. So I kind of looked it up today. I was like, what does that actually even mean? They say, like, hindsight is 20/20. What's easy to see now as missed opportunity looks scary and risky at the time. So as many have done, as I have as well, girlfriend, trust me, you choose to play it safe and stay in your little comfy bubble rather than going after that opportunity or that scary thing. So those things weren't actually scary or risky at all. It was just different and new and something that you've never actually tried before, so you're afraid of it. But think about it. When we were born, we never knew how to talk. We never knew how to walk. We never, you know, knew how to eat food. Like, you know, like we had to learn these things. It might have been scary, but we were just like, I'm a little baby and I'm going to do it anyways, you know? And it's not like you're going, like, let's say you have a kid and you're like, okay, you're afraid of trying to walk. It's okay. You don't have to. It's okay. No, you're going to push them outside that comfort zone so they can take those steps, those first monumental steps, which is what you're going to do today after this podcast, because you're not going to let fear be something that holds you back. And yeah, you might be scared. And yeah, it might be nerve-wracking and give you anxiety and all these things, but it's just something new to look forward to. It's something that you can be like, okay, actually, I crave fear now, because I know when I'm stepping into that fear, I am going to become a better person on the other side. And in all, like, reality, though, it's honestly a blessing, that you can be able to face that fear and grow from that fear and become the best version of you after that experience. So no, you're not playing it safe. So when you're saying, I'm playing it safe, I'm doing this, I'm not going to do that because it's too risky. No, it's not about playing safe at all. Yeah, you can't regret what you've missed because you're playing it safe, but you can make sure you don't let it happen again. And that's what you're going to do today. Tell yourself that playing it safe is just being a sensible, and I'm going to be responsible with my duties, and I'm playing it safe because I don't want to risk my money. I don't want to risk my job. I don't want to risk my relationships. But does that get you anywhere? No. What really motivates us to not take action is fear. And fear is part of who we are as species. It's hardwired into us. Most of us don't even stop to consider the impact fear has on the decisions we make in our lives. And we have a better understanding of how fear works. You can more effectively prevent it from, like, honestly impacting your decisions in the future, right? So honestly, if you think about it, when you are like feeling that fear, there are five major feeling-based fears that we let like hold us back from our true potential. And number one, it's fear of failure, right? You always hear this. You're afraid of falling flat on your face, whether it's starting a new job, starting a new relationship, starting a new skill, a hobby, or anything like this, and putting it out there in the world and sharing it with other people. You're afraid of failing, embarrassing yourself. Have you ever passed up on something and trying something new because you're afraid of failing at it? I totally have. I gave up on majors in college because I was afraid of failing classes because I thought I was not good enough and I didn't want to try. But the ironic thing is the fact that if you don't make an effort to try something new, basically, girl, you're already failing. So there's really not much to lose. And yet we talk ourselves into believing that not taking the risk and not actually going after it, we're somehow better off where we are now. The other way of the feeling of fear, it might be fear of rejection. So putting yourself out there, maybe you want to do what I do as a coach and you're like, I can't put myself out there on social media like Shannon does. Like, there's no way. People would reject me. People would make fun of me. People would talk about me behind their back. Girlfriend, people are going to do that regardless of what you do in your life. So why not go after what the hell you're put on this earth for and do what your soul is calling you to do? If you want to be a coach and help other women better their lives physically, mentally, emotionally, nutritionally, then do so and put that out in the world. The ones who reject you are not the ones that you want to work with and be friends with and hang out with and travel with and do all these things with, right? So that's a big thing that people like are afraid of and hold them back is that fear of rejection. And we think it's playing it safe. Mm-mm. Another thing is a fear of inadequacy. I cannot say that word. That's a tough word for me. But honestly, it's like a fear of not being good enough, right? Which stems a lot. If you have anxiety, fear of not being good enough is a huge trigger. I'm probably not qualified. I didn't go to school for that. I've never landed a job like that. I'm not smart enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not tall enough. I'm not outgoing enough. Blah, 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 blah. And you're not the first one to feel this way. But what if you're like, okay, yes, I've never experienced this yet, but I'm going to try it anyways. Because why the F not? Why not? You'll never know what you're capable of if you're not willing to try and go after it. Another way of like that we feel fear is like unworthiness, the fear of unworthiness. Closely kind of related to feeling like not good enough is just feeling unworthy, right? Like, I'm not good enough as a person. I'm not worthy of success. I'm not worthy of love. I'm not worthy of being recognized. I'm not worthy of the attention. But they can be so destructive. That thought in itself of feeling unworthy is so destructive to your mental health. And it can really, really snowball into this negative self-talk that can really sabotage every aspect of your life. Another way of feeling that fear is like another commitment. Like, I have to add this other thing to my plate. How can I do this? I'm already taking the kids to work. I'm already going to school. I have this full-time job. I'm running this coaching business. I have a podcast. I'm doing this and this and this and this. And we're guilty of all of these things that were going on in life and all of these plates that we're spinning. So we were like, nah, I don't need to do that right now because I am just afraid of not being able to keep up with it, right? And sometimes you know damn well that you are good enough to be able to manage your time, but the fear of all the work and the additional commitment it takes needed after you succeed at something scares you away from actually going for it. So you're afraid of putting the time in and really that additional commitment it takes, maybe sacrifices it takes to actually not do it. So this is how we can like kind of take that emotion out of it, out of the situation to help you kind of really get past that fear. And so I wanted to like give you a few questions. Maybe you're experiencing something right now. And I want to let you know, girl, that one that I was just talking about, like the time commitment, I actually am starting another business. I still love my coaching business. I'm going to do that. Obviously, like I love it. But I'm also going to be starting another business as well, like my own business. And I was afraid of that time commitment. I'm going to have to be working a lot right now because I have a full-time job. I have my coaching business and now I'm taking a course for another, like just to be able to figure out how to start my own business and all these things and launch that. And that's a lot of time commitment. I could have let the fear of all that work and all of the new things I need to learn and all the new skills I need to adapt to hold me back, but I'm not gonna. Because if I have that call and that pull on my heart, then I'm going to act on it. I'm not going to just sit back and be like, I'm too scared to actually do that. No. So here is how I was able to take that emotion out of it and be like, okay, instead of fighting fears and emotion head on, it's best to use that like logic and asking myself those questions to remove the negative emotions of that situation. So the next time like that you feel fear stopping you from bettering yourself, ask yourself some simple questions to really be like, okay, I'm taking myself out of this situation. I'm looking at a third eye, like a third person's view, and just being like, okay, how can I get over this fear? And is it true fear or what is really behind that fear right now? So here are like three questions you could ask yourself. Number one, what's the worst thing that could happen if I tried this, even though I'm scared? So what you could do today, like right now, get out a sheet of paper and write down, like brain dump, all of the things, the worst things that could happen if you tried this said goal, like if you tried this business, this career, this schooling, this whatever your XYZ goal is, what would be the worst thing that could happen? So like literally make a list of all the realistic consequences that could happen. Would you die? Is your health going to be like concerned in that situation? Or like what's going to happen in your day-to-day life, all of the things? Or is it real risk that just having to temporarily deal with in an uncomfortable emotion like rejection or embarrassment or, you know, putting yourself out there and no one wants to buy or anything like that? Like, so what is the worst thing that could happen? So write all of those things out. Number two, the second question I want you to ask yourself is, what's the absolute best thing that could happen if I did do this? And that is where the magic starts happening. You're like getting excited. You're listing all of these things. How might your life be different? Who will you become? What things might you learn? Who might you have the opportunity to meet, to connect with, to travel with? You know, what could be the best thing that could come from this situation, from this goal, if I actually face that fear? What would happen? And then the third question is, are the consequences under the number one question worth the potential benefits of the number two question? So do your consequences outweigh the potential benefits, right? You know, so like, let's just say, does my fear of embarrassment outweigh me living my best life and leaving my 9-to-5 job? No. No way, sister. I'm going to live my best life and I don't care if I embarrass myself, right? And I'm going to leave my 9-to-5 job. I don't care if I embarrass myself or if people reject me. I'm still going to go after what I want, because if I'm able to leave my 9-to-5 job, then it's so freaking worth it. So just comparing those two lists and seriously, like, look at it. If the consequences of a particular action is immediate loss of your livelihood and the upside is something small like an extra day off, then your choice is simple. Don't take the risk. But if the consequence of your action is rejection and the potential benefit is your dream career, your dream life, girl, get over your damn fear and go for it. So, stop, drop, and roll before you make another decision based off fear and leaning in. Instead of like giving up with the fear, lean into that fear. It's simple, because by asking the questions that I just showed you above, all you need to do is take action and realize, why am I afraid? And when you take the emotional power away from your fear and look at it as like a fact, your decision becomes so much simpler. So the next time, girlfriend, you find yourself about to make a quote unquote safe decision, ask yourself the questions before you make your decision. How is this going to affect my life, like in a negative way? And how could this affect my life in a positive way? In which one outweighs the other? I'm guessing it's going to be the positive way, because trust me, the fear of rejection, the fear of embarrassment does not need to stop you from living the life that you want to live. So I would love to hear, like, from you personally, a time where you felt fearful but went after it anyways. Because girl, if you're listening to this podcast, I know you've accomplished some awesome, awesome things in your life, and be proud of that. All right. So if you enjoyed this episode, share it on your Instagram stories, take a screenshot, share it with your besties, share it in your Facebook groups that you're in, wherever, your coworkers, text it to a friend, whatever it may be. I would love to hear from you. And if you haven't already, I would love to have a review below. It takes about 5 seconds. All you got to do, you don't even have to write something lengthy. Just be like, I love your podcast, Shannon. It means the absolute world to me. And it just builds this Wind Up Women tribe. So I love meeting with you guys every single week. It makes my day every single time I come here, even though I'm just kind of talking in my room alone with my dog Molly, but it still makes me happy to show up for you every single week. So like I always say, go pour yourself a glass of wine, because it's never good to keep things bottled up. I'll see you next week.